T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Dustin.
Nicholas.
You felt a level of humiliation.
Yeah.
That I really identified with when you told me the story earlier today.
Yeah. So about a week ago, I've been wanting a snowblower for a long time. And I told this story on the air because I was thinking, this is like before we had gotten any snow. And I'm like, you know, these things like always sell out at Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever when it starts to snow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, it'd probably be a decent time to get one like is right now, because it was just like raining and it was like 50 degrees out. And so I got a snowblower and got to the house. It came fully assembled.
We had you always pay extra for the assembly.
It was fully assembled, and you know, I had to put basically gas and I thought oil in it.
Mm-hmm.
Not together, not the mixture,
yeah.
The kind. It's just a normal, you know, you put oil in, you put gas in separately, that whole thing. And over the weekend, was it this weekend? Or last, whatever, we had our
carry
first,
the two.
When was the snow? Like on Sunday.
Yes.
We got a bunch of snow, like 7 inches.
Yes.
And I'm like, all right, I'm going to bust this bad boy out. And so I pour oil in, and I have a hard, the dipsticks on these things are like impossible to read. So like, mm-hmm. I'm having a hard time like seeing how full it is. Well, your boy overfilled it.
Mm. That's not good, by the way.
No, not good. Beyond that, I almost blew the damn engine out. So I started up, and I'm like, oh yeah, here we go. I'm about to snowblow the driveway. And then it's just like, you know, billows of smoke. Like we're waiting for the next Pope. I mean, it was just,
point did you get concerned?
Well,
was it about 30 seconds in, or you were like, oh, it's just burning off a little extra oil, maybe?
Well, and I was thinking, well, maybe it's brand new. It's just burning, like you said, burning a little extra oil, whatever. And then it just started to smell really, really bad. And it was smoking like pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just shut it down, and I'm like, okay, I think I know the problem. Again, I'm like the most unhandy guy in the world, and I totally acknowledge that. Like, I could barely change a light bulb,
mm-hmm.
let alone do anything handy at all. So I go on Google, and I'm like searching like white smoke, snowblower, the whole thing. And I'm like, oh, he's overfilled the oil.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like trying to figure out like how to get the oil out, and like trying to figure out if I've got a buddy that's got like a siphon thing that I can siphon the oil out, or how to drain it or whatever.
Which is the worst thing if you've ever had to get gas out of a car, or I had to do that with a tractor once. Try to siphon anything out is the worst.
I went on Amazon and bought this siphon thing, and it's so funny. When I went to try to use the siphon, like I unscrewed the deal,
mm-hmm.
and oil just starts spewing out like crazy. And so like I'm just like freaking out. I grab a cup and start whatever. And then it's still, at this point, too much oil.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got this great neighbor named Greg. And Greg's retired, and he's the handy dad everyone wishes they had.
That's awesome.
And he just wants to help me do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty amazing. And so this morning, Greg comes over and solves all my problems,
mm-hmm.
in like 5 seconds. And then I got the snowblower going, and I was so proud because I snowblowed the driveway. And we got a snowblower that works, and it didn't break. But I'm telling you, I could have ruined it.
So the shame that I always feel is when like I'm reasonably confident I can fix something or take care of something, and then you do everything as instructed, right? I looked it up, here's what I have to do, and then it's still not 100%. And the shame that I always feel is the moment where Vanessa will go, should I call my dad?
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
just like, and here's the thing, Greg, that is my father-in-law. If it, like, he helped me with the brakes, he's like, at any time, and he's the most helpful human being in the world, never complains, always has a good attitude, always has taught me stuff. But like, it's the last thing you want to hear.
Yeah, but here's the thing, man. I don't have an ego about being a man or being able to do handy things at all.
So I don't. So when it really gets triggered is when I've done everything right. And
but
then there's still
but I
not,
never
still,
do I never do anything right.
Well, so but like my thing is, well, I figured it out and I fixed it. Now why isn't it fixed? And there's something about that. Thinking that you fix something, mm-hmm. and then you know what? It's always something stupid. It's always like, oh, well, you have to unkink this hose. Oh, well, it's, and like, it'll come over, and like in 2 seconds, he just, like that. And I'll just be like, and like, I don't want to seem ungrateful. Because it's not that he, like, I'm very appreciative of the help. It is the stupid meathead man in me that says, I want to do it myself. And by the way, in the end, who gives a crap? If it got fixed, who gives a damn? But in my head, there's some internal wiring that's like, there's some arrogant male in me that's just like, oh, me do.
I can do it. You're like, caveman, I got this.
And no, I have no problem swallowing my pride and calling up a buddy or calling Greg and saying, hey, man, I got a problem. Need a light fixture hung.
So I think where it comes from me is my mom's side of the family, whom I love dearly, the Hungarian side of the family, asking for help on the most inane thing. Like, think of the most simple thing, 5-minute fix that they could do in 5 minutes to take me 50 minutes to figure out. Comes with strings attached like you wouldn't believe. Like, and my brother really isn't this way, but my brother's a master mechanic.
Ugh.
I can't ask my brother for help. I can't. Because it's a cosmic scoreboard.
It just kills you?
Well, no, because it's a cosmic scoreboard.
Why?
Because it is, there is a, my mom's side of the family is all great mechanics. And if you ask for something and you haven't hung out with them recently,
okay.
It is, oh, that's the only reason you want, like, you, that's the only reason you ever reach out to me. It doesn't matter whether that's true or not. Like, my
See,
Uncle Mike.
I just reciprocate. Like, if somebody does something nice for me that is handiwork, like my buddy Josh,
mm-hmm.
who can do anything, I'll take him out to dinner. You know, I'll reciprocate
mm-hmm.
in a way that I can, because I can't do anything else.
Well, see, but like, I'll show up and give you booze.
Yeah,
all
give
right?
you booze, buy you pizza, yeah. take you out to Delmonico's.
But that's, for some reason, on my mom's side, it's not enough. And by the way, you offer him money? No, don't want. And I'm making this sound like it's my brother. My brother's actually super cool about this. It was really my uncles, who are now both deceased. But my uncles were just, if you can't figure it out yourself, you might as well sell the damn car. It's just not worth getting into opening up the can of worms of whether or not the car can be fixed the way they should. Like, my sister, when I was like 16, my sister put oil in the transmission and it blew up my parents' car. For like 5 years, my uncles went around telling everybody that I had done it. And I was like, no, dude, no, that wasn't me. It was my sister. I know how to change oil in a car. But for 5 years on my mom's side of the family, it was, well, Nick blew up his parents' car. This is the kind of, if you guys ever want to know why I'm totally a messed up human being, it's that side of the family. All of my hang-ups, all of my anger problems comes from that side. And by the way, I love them dearly. They're wonderful people. Even the dead ones. Love them too. But yeah, every like little thing like that gets you triggered of like, I don't want to ask for help comes from that side of the family.
Yeah, I'll ask for help any day of the week. instead of screwing something up.
But what if you figure it out?
Dude, the other day I was just trying to change, I had like a new license plate cover, and we have like a drill with this, you know, you put a screwdriver adapter on it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I stripped the screw.
How'd you do that?
Because I'm an idiot.
I mean, I don't think you're an idiot. I want to know how you do that.
Well, I used the wrong screw, and then it just got stripped, and then I had to call a handy guy to come help me fix a stupid license plate cover.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That would be like, if that happened in my family, you'd never recover.
Yeah. Thankfully, at the time, we had a crew at the house working on another project, and I was like, I had to like put the tail between my legs and walk around the backyard
Tito, can you help me here?
I stripped the screw.
Oh. Well, listen, the moral of the story is...
The moral of the story is I suck at most things.
No, the moral of the story is... Got a pretty nice snowblower now.
It is a badass one.
I'll tell you how happy I was today that my truck has four-wheel drive.
You know what, though? The weather was so weird today, because my car has four-wheel drive, too, and it was like an ice rink. It's good in, like, the deep snow.
Mm-hmm. See, I actually thought it was good all the snow that we've had this week are that heavy, fluffy snow.
The wet snow?
Yeah, so like out
and then it just turns into ice.
Oh, see, it hadn't happened yet. We'll see on my drive home.
I think it's been raining, so I think the snow is pretty much melted.
Okay, then that's good. But no, I got to do the thing, because you got to understand, like in Charlotte, the only thing we really ever got was ice, and as you just pointed out, four-wheel drive is useless on ice.
Yeah.
So I've been waiting for that moment when I come back and I'm like, don't worry, babe, I'm going into work. Because I got that four-wheel drive. I've been waiting for that.
Speaking of hogs, four-wheel drive.
That's actually a fair question by Keith. If your neighbor asked you for specific tools, would you know them?
I know what a vice grip is. What's a channel lock? I don't know what that is.
It's pretty similar. I mean, it's just like one of the, it's like one that you could lock into different positions so that it stays open for different kind of bolt or whatever.
Gotcha. Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Oh my God. When I first was getting into like.
I know Phillips versus Flathead.
That's good. You're ahead of the game.
I totally didn't know with ratchet sets, like the difference between metric and what the hell the other one. That I clearly can't even speak to now.
You're so handy.
I didn't realize that one socket set would be metric and the other would be the other system.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just standard.
Standard, yes. Standard. And I didn't realize that. So my uncle would be like, I go and get 7/16. But then he'd be like, all right, now give me like a 15 millimeter. And he would change up and I would get really confused. And oh my God, my uncle's had one hell of a time just sending me to get and I was like 15. Again, that's why I have problems. But I'm very happy that your snowblower is now.
Yeah, snowblower's working. I got a handy guy next door. We should be good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.